Hey, everybody. Welcome to the thing that we do where we talk into microphones and you guys listen because you like video games as much as we like video games and as much as we like you. I'm Jick.
I'm Hot Stuff.
And I'm Riff.
So we're Jick, Riff, and Hot Stuff. I mean, we're Jick, Hot Stuff, and Riff, if we're going in the same order.
Whatever.
I was ordering by penis size.
From... It doesn't really matter because I'm in the middle, so...
I got an allegory to tell you, like a fable. Wait, I'm supposed to turn my shit down?
Dude, I try so hard to not make that...
I know,
like...
You try to give the crazy signals, like,
yeah,
like we're...
I think I need to just control the board.
We have a fucked up system here. I think the problem is that before I get on the radio, I'm a lot less enthusiastic, so whenever Hot Stuff is like, hey, we should do a sound check, I'm like, okay, whatever you say, man, I'll talk.
Just tell people your allegory.
So I have this allegory. Once upon a time,
you were in a cave.
Was a video game company, and the guy who owned the video game company was like, I like the people who play my video game. I should spend all weekend instead of masturbating to World of Warcraft, or because one of the... You know, there's all that... I'm not saying I'm masturbating to World of Warcraft in-engine, but some of the concept art is...
Oh, this is about you?
Some of the concept art is pretty boner-tastic. No.
Wow, that fable totally took a right-hand turn.
No. It's not me.
What do you mean in-engine?
This is a terrible play. I'm not saying that I'm going to go to Stormwind and I'm going to be like... giving 10 gold for a night elf to dance for me.
Right.
Night elf female. Female.
Why don't you just make...
Are you sure this isn't about you?
Why don't you just make your own night elf?
No, listen. I'm telling this allegory, but I'm basing some of it on my own experiences. Anyway, instead of masturbating while playing World of Warcraft... I'm not saying I'm masturbating to World of Warcraft. Well, wait. I was saying I was masturbating to World of Warcraft. The point I was trying to make was that I was not masturbating to the World of Warcraft actual gameplay. I was masturbating to the concept art on the loading screen.
Oh.
Which is an entirely different thing, way more masturbatable too, because that troll with the...
I can see how you would be a big fan of that dwarf.
Yeah. He's got a beard. I mean, I hired you because you reminded me of that dwarf.
By the strength of my beard.
Yeah. By the strength of my beard, I got this job. Anyway, once upon a time, there was a guy who ran a game company, and he had an MMO that he was making for the people. And he loved the people. He so loved the people that instead of masturbating to World of Warcraft concept art on loading screens for an entire weekend, he toiled ceaselessly making a world event for those people. And then the world event went too fast. Like everything he does.
Is it Bobby Kotick?
I think it's Bobby Kotick. He was like, I'm going to take the fun out of making video games. Bobby Kotick was quoted out of context. It's weird that I feel like he's the underdog in those stories. It's weird that there's something going on in my sinuses that makes it impossible for me to say underdog in a way that's actually comprehensible. Anyway, so this guy made this video game, and they did this thing for the people, and then the people were all like, fuck you! People were all like,
no,
literally.
They were like, this is a lot of fun, and then...
No.
No, wait.
The people were like, literally, were like, fuck you, guy that makes this video game.
They were like, this is a lot of fun, and then 5 hours later, some other people were like, fuck you!
Yeah. And then the guy cried, and then he drank probably more margaritas than was advisable before he went on the radio. That's the that's the story that I was trying
Bobby
to tell.
Bobby Kotick has a radio show?
It's weird! And he really likes margaritas from a place down the street from our office.
Oh.
And
I know.
Girls named Rita.
Yes.
And Rona.
Ronas, yeah. We stopped off for some Ronas and Ritas. I'm just kidding. Because I know that hippo king prick it really wants me to complain about player reaction to the second phase of this content, because Jesus fucking Christ, do we not know what we're doing? And boy, he just can't wait until we roll the second phase out, and it pisses people off even more than the first phase did, so he can laugh and laugh about how his idea was the best idea and all of our ideas are stupid. But it turns out that we roll out the second phase in a way that pretty much, you know, most people are happy with. Vindicated a little bit, I think.
At least less unhappy.
They are certainly less unhappy. So this brings me to a point of discussion. I know that because of our new podcast format, we're not supposed to talk about Kingdom of Loathing. By the way, we work for a video game company called Asymmetric Publications, and we make video games such as Kingdom of Loathing, and fan favorite, Kingdom of Loathing.
Yeah.
Those are the video games we make. That's what I'm thinking about using for an intro for our podcast. I thought I would test it on this room, and apparently it is not worth the hill of beans it was written on.
Yeah. I mean, it's going to get old when we have a second game.
It's also weird that I wrote it on a hill of beans. Because I was thinking,
like, one letter
this is great,
per bean?
One letter per bean, but then I sneezed, and I was like, fuck!
Fuck! Too many secrets!
A friend of mine did an art project where he actually numbered beans with a Dremel, which I thought was pretty funny.
Mm-hmm. And did he say to the people eating those beans, your beans are numbered, buddy?
No, he didn't.
I got a bean here with your name on it.
I think my favorite thing about that... I want to say maybe it was a College Humor video, that Juggalo News Network thing, was something about how Obama needs to be clear about the fact that he has a hatchet with their dick's name on it. Saying that you have a hatchet with someone's dick's name on it is funny, because the idea of cutting someone's dick off with a hatchet is funny in and of itself, but then the idea that whoever your opponent is has a name for their dick is the sort of, like, sub-joke.
And that you somehow know what it is.
Yeah, you know what it is, right? did you ever have a relationship where you had a nickname for your penis?
No.
Yeah, me neither. Because that is gay. That only happens in relationships with dudes. That was a test. And you passed, buddy. This time. Anyway, so this whole thing that I've been thinking about before I rendered myself unable to have any reasonable thoughts about anything, or at least to express them in a non-slurred or comprehensible way. You know, it's funny. I didn't feel this drunk before I started talking on the radio. I think it's something about, like, hyperventilating, being really loud, being much louder than I was during the sound check.
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 Check, check. So, here is my question.
Yeah.
Do the players of MMORPGs want the M?
There's two M's.
Fuck!
Do they want the second M?
I broke my question right out of the starting gate. Well, okay, so the massively doesn't mean anything. I think the massively was there.
Massively is versus two-player.
Well, no, I think the massively meant... The massively was a...
Massively, like any... unspecified large number of players as opposed to 2 or 4 or 16.
But I don't think that's what it was about. I think it was about specifying that a game is only multiplayer.
No.
Okay, I could see that.
I don't think that's true at all.
Anyway,
I'm not
so
sure it's
the
true,
massive,
but
like,
makes
you know,
sense.
So we know that all the ladies want it to be massive.
Right.
At least that's my experience.
It's
they say, boy, I wish it was massive.
It's not how massive your game is, it's how it's played.
So, here's the question.
Yeah.
Do the players of MMORPGs want those games to be multiplayer? So, I think that in the case of a game where you are killing a raid boss with a bunch of dudes,
yeah.
Yes, they clearly do want it to be multiplayer. Although, one could argue that they don't. One could argue that...
I mean, people soloed Onyxia when that was possible.
If in World of Warcraft, there were solo versions of all of the dungeons where the difficulty was scaled down and you just had to kill all of the monsters yourself. Clearly not you know, not thinking about the encounters that require more than one person for whatever reason, you know. Mm-hmm. Like, one person has to be immobilized so that the monster can rape them with a dildo. That happens in a lot of the World of Warcraft encounters that I play. Although, to be fair, I do play on a private server that uses slightly different rules than Blizzard's servers. And also, instead of World of Warcraft, it's Second Life. And they're not actually raid encounters so much as orgies with slightly larger than average characters.
And also they're single player.
Oh, yeah. No, it's private. They're bots. I have a private Second Life server that I play on, but I don't really like other people, and so I just populate it with bots.
Yeah. It's like a Westworld.
So, do you think that if Blizzard introduced solo versions of all of the instances, that more than five times as many people would play those as play the instances now?
I know, I would play the shit out of them.
So would I.
That was my thing, was going back to all the dungeons that I was now high enough level to solo and soloing them and keeping a collection of drops from the final bosses.
That was your thing?
Yeah.
Like
my MMO hobby.
Like in the first scene when they're establishing the characters, somebody says, oh, that's his thing.
Yeah. Yes.
Okay. So.
Did you then carve the items out of driftwood and keep them on your desk?
That would be kind of elaborate.
I have no idea.
Where would I even go to get driftwood in this state?
From the sewer?
Yeah, I was complaining about how in World of Warcraft right now, you can go to the Dalaran sewers and go fishing, and one of the things that you get is driftwood from fishing, even though you are in the sewers of a city that is floating on an island of rock above a forest, literally as far as possible as it is to get from the ocean on the continent. And I was wondering, why the fuck is there driftwood in here?
I don't remember there being driftwood. That
Are people flushing driftwood down the toilets in Dalaran?
Maybe that's what they use instead of toilet paper.
Are there people who shit driftwood?
Triant?
Oh, man, shit driftwood
Do
is a really good name
driftwood?
For, like, a detective. Shit driftwood, PI. Although, I think it would get a little hard to actually write that detective interacting with normal people if his first name was Shit. Hey, what's your name? Shit.
Shit.
What's the matter, buddy? Nothing.
I am seriously going to write that down on my list of potential future NPC names.
Okay. Too bad we don't work for any R-rated video game.
Maybe someday.
Oh, one can only hope.
Well, I mean, what if it was Drift Shitwood?
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, totally makes it work.
Drift Shitwood is a little bit... Because Drift, I mean, if you're a detective named Drift, it's like, I'm not going to stick around, baby. Don't get too attached.
Yeah.
It's right there in my name.
What's a grifter?
Shitwood.
What's a grifter?
A grifter is like a con man, a con artist.
Okay.
Grift Shitwood. Grift Drift Shit.
Bob Gold.
Bob Goldthwaite?
Thwaite.
You can't just repeat the Idle Thumbs joke. We have to make it ours.
I know.
We're professional podcasters.
We don't get paid for our podcasts.
You guys get paid.
We get paid in loyalty.
I don't get paid. I never get paid for anything. Alternatively, I always get paid for everything.
Yeah.
It depends on your perspective. So, do people want the fucking game to be fucking multiplayer is the question, and I would kind of argue that they do not. I would argue that Blizzard's big discovery with World of Warcraft, compared to EverQuest or Final Fantasy 7D2 or whatever the fuck, I don't know why when it occurred to me to list a second MMO that I decided to say Final Fantasy, knowing full well that I did not know which incarnation of Final Fantasy was actually their MMO.
Wasn't it 11?
11, I think, yeah.
Also 14.
Yeah.
Wait, was that right?
I think so.
Cool. Because that was a
Might
joke.
Be 13. 13 or 14. The one that isn't out yet.
So, people definitely want to be able to sell shit to other people.
Okay.
I think.
So they want a multiplayer economy.
So I'm thinking about my own experiences. I only played Diablo 2 by myself, but I only played it by myself on Battle.net games, where I could interact with other people if I wanted to, but I never, ever wanted to. So you run into the idea of you try to do something in an MMO that is an event that's taking place in the world that people can participate in as a group and feel like they are part of a world that is persistent, feel like they're part of something that is actually meaningful.
Like the World of Warcraft zombie invasion, for instance.
Right. Or Easter egg hunt, say.
Yeah.
And I think that what happens, no matter how niche your population, no matter how small or how large your population, is that people fucking revolt. So history teaches us when we look at Ultima Online that a game where people can fucking kill each other all the time and steal each other's shit, which is what Ultima Online was like when it was like Richard Garry, it was all, I got an idea, let's make a world where anything can happen. What do you think, Raf Koster?
Oh, I think that's a great idea. We should make a world where anything can happen, and everything does.
He doesn't really sound like that.
What? Yes, he does. You couldn't hear it because you had Kool-Aid in your ears. You drank Richard Garriott's Kool-Aid and then spit it up into ice cube trays that were shaped like earplugs and put it in your ears so you couldn't hear when Raf Koster was talking nonsense.
So that's what happened.
Yeah. So there's this idea that a virtual world is a thing, right? And there are aspects of the idea of an MMO as an actual world that I think us on the podcast here are especially appreciative of, because we are, by virtue of... What's weird is that I'm the only one that played EverQuest. I barely played EverQuest because EverQuest was fucking bullshit. To me, as a guy who was not going to sit at home and play EverQuest every hour of every goddamn night because I was out... going roller skating with ladies, that's not even a thing that was happening.
Nope.
I mean, I was going roller skating, but I was roller skating by myself, masturbating to the reflections of other skaters in the tiny mirrors of the disco ball. It was really hard. The act, not my dong.
Right.
I lost the thread of what I was talking about. So EverQuest sucked. Yeah. EverQuest sucked, basically. You know, if you're not Jeff Kaplan, say, or Jeff Kaplan's grandfather who founded the SAT prep company, Kaplan. Huh. I don't think that that's true. I've entirely made that up. But so EverQuest was a terrible game if you just went into it and didn't want to talk to people, right? Because you'd get to a certain point, you couldn't level solo anymore. Hot stuff, are you sleeping?
I'm asleep.
It's boring for me when you sleep during the podcast. It may or may not be boring for the listeners, because I know that they like listening to me talk don't particularly give a shit whether
snoring,
you say anything or not.
When I start snoring, it'll be awesome.
When I'm trying to have a conversation with the room, and the room has its fucking eyes closed, it's a little distracting. Am I still talking too loud?
A little.
Anyway, EverQuest was terrible.
Yeah.
For me.
Yeah.
Right? I enjoyed it. I really wanted it to be good. I really wanted it to be a thing that I could play. The most fun that I ever had playing EverQuest was the last day of my subscription when I was like, you know what? Fuck this. I'm not going to be careful about my shit anymore. I am going to go see some of this world that I've been paying $10 a month to occupy. And I was just like, all right, fuck it. I took off all of my gear and gave it away because I don't even think there was a bank. I don't think that there was anywhere that you could put your gear that you wouldn't lose it when you fucking died if you couldn't make it back to your corpse. And then I'm like, sweet, I went to a new zone. And then I ran and ran and I'm like, oh my God, it's another new zone. This is literally twice as many zones as I saw during the first like 20 hours of gameplay just by running, not caring whether I got killed by some shit that I was then going to have to go fucking find my corpse. they played some cruel tricks on your ass, too. There was a fucking tree right outside the gates of the starter town. There was a tree that if you were walking around, and I was like, oh, sweet, there's, like, this village with these, like, knolls in it, and there's a tree with a hole in it. I'm gonna see what's inside that tree. And what's inside that tree is a fucking illusionary floor that you fall through into this massive complex of caves filled with fucking knolls that you have no goddamned idea how to get out of or back into to retrieve your corpse. So...
can't you go back in through the hole?
Yeah, but then you can't get out.
But you can, get
you can run into the hole. You can, if you can make it to the hole with no gear on, without aggroing anything. And by the way, EverQuest, no aggro resets unless you zoned. So, people don't know this. We've had these discussions before. The reason that in World of Warcraft there is the slash train emote where you go woo woo chugga 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 is because yelling train was a thing that you did in EverQuest all the fucking time when you accidentally aggroed every goddamn monster in the fucking zone, and then you had no way to survive unless you managed to run back to some guards who would kill all of those monsters. You would say, train, which means I'm leading a giant, dangerous pack of every goddamn mob in the zone that will just kill your ass, and you'll lose all your shit if you don't remember exactly where you're standing. By the way, you want a map? Fuck you. There's no map. You have no idea where you're going. You don't even know what direction you're facing unless you sit there and hit a hotkey literally thousands of fucking times, training your direction sense skill so that you will get a text readout of whether you're facing fucking north or east or west or south.
Are you suggesting that that they should have had GPSs installed in EverQuest characters?
I'm saying Blizzard figured out some stuff about EverQuest and why it totally sucked. And they brought it to a market that was dozens of times, if not hundreds of times, larger than the market for EverQuest.
Dozens.
EverQuest was the only game in town, and I was excited about it because it showed tremendous promise. But people don't know. People don't realize what there was before this. People who piss and moan. You find if you are like me and you read a lot of blogs about MMO development, you find a lot of people talking about the glory days of EverQuest. And if you're like me, you think, shut the fuck up. You're just wrong. You're provably wrong. Everyone understands that you are wrong. Why don't you stop whining about, oh, every MMO fails because it's a World of Warcraft clone and World of Warcraft sucks. No, it doesn't. World of Warcraft fucking rules. World of Warcraft rules and is awesome, and that's why millions of people play it. But they are getting... I don't think that you can argue that World of Warcraft's player base is somehow, like, tainted by the way that World of Warcraft is, right? I think that World of Warcraft's player base is fucking the people that you work with. World of Warcraft's player base is just dudes at this point. Right?
No ladies.
There are some ladies. There's a lady that's in the crowd of people that we drink with at the bar who had never played a video game prior to Mafia Wars. Got pretty big into Mafia Wars. Never played a video game. Mafia Wars is not a video game. So she had never played a video game, and she played Mafia Wars, and had still never played a video game. And then somebody gave her a World of Warcraft trial, and she got into it and started playing. Right? They're doing something right. They're doing something right in terms of what people actually want. And it seems to me like what people want is a single-player experience with some very subtle nods toward there being a multiplayer experience.
You say that, but, I mean, you can distinctly play World of Warcraft as a multiplayer game.
I mean, I had a lot of fun grouping with friends that I knew.
Yeah.
Right, but would you have run that content solo, given the option?
If none of my friends had been on. Yes.
So, Hot Stuff and I had a lot of fun leveling to 60 in the original game together on my character and a character that he made just to play with me. Or a character that he, you know, decided that he earmarked just to play with me after making it to see what it was like to play a sexy, sexy troll lady. I know that was what you were up to.
Why are you so into the island trolls?
When am I going to level this troll bitch up to the point where I will get some gear that is worth masturbating to? That was your question when you started playing that character. And you were like, maybe if I cast a Frost Nova, her nipples will get hard. And that was the only reason you decided to play a mage.
Huh.
And then you leveled up to the point where you got Frost Nova and you were like, dang it. Well, I guess I'll just play with Jake.
That was the wrong choice because mages don't get the really sleazy looking gear.
What is it, like rouges?
No, because they can only wear leather, and leather isn't very hot either.
Leather isn't sleazy.
I know. You would think it would be, but not in World of Warcraft. You have to have at least chain.
Is it paladins? Is that who gets the
paladins? Yeah, plate tends to have the sleaziest, but there's some pretty slutty looking chain too.
Is it like fishnet chain stockings?
I don't remember exactly.
So. I have seen, over the course of playing World of Warcraft for 5 fucking years, which, what the fuck? How did 5 years pass since World of Warcraft came out? Now I'm drunkenly ranting about being old and sad about that.
Almost 6 years.
Yeah. I have a few anecdotes about a transition from multiplayer experience to single-player experience that... clearly, in their experience, was the right way to go. Experience, experience, experience.
Location, experience, experience.
Yeah. Yeah, those are the three most important things about real estate RPGs. Location, experience, experience. So, there was, and we've talked about this a lot on the show before, the alchemy discovery thing. Used to be when they first released, was it Burning Crusade?
Yes.
All right. When the vanilla game launched, there was alchemy as a profession. And you know, for those of you who don't play World of Warcraft, there are a bunch of crafting skills. You can pick one. You can pick two, actually, of a large number of crafting or resource gathering skills to focus on. And so that was an attempt to make people specialize, right? If you are an alchemist, you probably can't be a blacksmith. You could be both an alchemist and a blacksmith, but if you're both an alchemist and a blacksmith, then you have to both pay people to mine shit for you and pay people to gather herbs for you. So what they want, clearly by design of the system, is for you to pick herbalism as one of your professions and alchemy as the other, so that you can pick herbs and then make potions out of them. Or pick mining as one of your professions and blacksmithing as the other, so that you can mine metal and then make armor and weapons out of it. So you would level your alchemy up to the point, you know, the numerical point at which was the, like, maximum level of alchemy, right? Like, so you all of the trade skills went from, like, 1 to 300 points. And all of the recipes required a certain number to be able to make them. And making things caused you to skill up if they were close enough to the threshold that you were at of the stat. So then the vanilla game launched, and it was just like, all right, there were some recipes. How did that work? How did they deal with scarcity in the end game of pre-expansion World of Warcraft? There were recipes that would drop from monsters?
There were occasional recipes that would drop from, like, raid monsters. There was, like...
Were they tradable?
I don't know. I don't remember.
So...
I think
basically,
so. I think they were.
You would play high end content, and sometimes you would get recipe for crazy powerful potion number one, and then you could sell it. You either had to be on that raid, you know, multiplayer, everybody worked together to defeat the hardest monster in the game to get this recipe, or you could buy it from somebody who went through that effort and got it, and it was relatively straightforward. The first expansion to World of Warcraft came out, and they changed... They added a feature to the system that I really liked. I thought was really cool. At this point, I was a guy making video games. I mean, I was a guy making video games when World of Warcraft came out, but at this point, when the first expansion came out, I was a guy really thinking about video games all the time and the ways in which multiplayer role-playing games, specifically, cause people to behave and the aspects of those games that will satisfy people. What they did was made it so when you were at max level of alchemy, or maybe not even when you were at max level, anytime you made something, with alchemy. You had a chance, and it was a very slim chance, and I think it was not a die roll chance, but it was a check against the server to see if one of these is available, and if so, give it to you, and then they meted them out.
I don't know if that's true.
Over time. I thought it was. I thought that that's kind of what we established by you, with your just sort of data gathering. But it was basically, there were, you could discover new recipes while you were crafting stuff. And it was essentially a thing where they didn't want you to be able to have any control over whether this happened or not. Every once in a while, somebody would discover how to make a really advanced potion. And then, depending on how long the server had been around and how many people were performing alchemy on the server, maybe they were the only person on the server who knew how to make that potion. Yep. So then they could go and they could gather the materials for it and they could make the potion. And if it was a potion that people wanted, they could make a killing in the auction house selling them. And it was like, hey, that's Joe, the only guy who knows how to make this potion. And to me, that makes the world a real thing. That is an aspect of gameplay that reinforces the multiplayer nature of the world in a way that makes it more real and makes it more compelling to me.
What about the Jedi thing?
Oh, same thing. Yeah, you're right. You're right. So, speaking of Raph Koster, he's like, I have an idea, which is that nobody can make a Jedi, but when you make a character, there's a chance you will become a Jedi if you max out 3 skills that we pick at random. So sometimes, you can't be a Jedi, but you can be a Jedi if you become a really, really good hairdresser, treasure hunter, bowcaster, shooter. We're not going to tell you that. We'll let it happen if you accidentally do those things.
Yeah, you're some sort of Raph Koster, Wilford Brimley love child, I think.
Also, Jedis should eat oatmeal. Diabetes.
Yeah, so, I mean, I like
Raph Koster. I don't really care about Wilford Brimley. Like,
that's not true.
I've met Raph Koster, and I don't want to, I'm doing that in the same way that I do a funny voice when I say things that Riff says. It's just, I like Raph Koster. I happen to think that Raph Koster's ideas work really well in a theoretical La La Land where everyone is awesome, which, you know, more power to him for wanting to live in that world. I often say that I am going to behave as though the world is the way that I want it to be in an effort to make the world the way that I want it to be. And I would not like to believe that that's fucking futile and I'm going to die without having accomplished a goddamn iota of it. But, I like Raph Koster. I like Raph Koster, and I like that Raph Koster is a guy with some ideas and a guy who is in a position to try to make those ideas work as a commercial product. The problem is that they never do, right? They never do, and to me, it is, you know, we had this conversation with Raph Koster over dinner where he talked about this awesome thing, and Raph Koster has a way of talking about stuff that is... It is infectiously enthusiastic, right? He's like, you know, so just imagine that we make this engine for an MMO such that when you shoot a fireball, it, like, leaves a trail of burnt grass underneath you. And I said, every hillside would have a giant cock and balls burned into it the first day, so you would have to remove that feature. And I am just convinced that I'm right about that.
Didn't we also propose to him the notion of...
Yeah, we proposed to him the notion of phasing in an MMO world, and yeah. Why doesn't anybody do that? And he was like, oh, it's technically impossible. And then, like 3 years later, Blizzard revolutionizes... I don't know that Blizzard actually revolutionized anything by introducing phasing, but it brings me back around to this point, right? The fact that Blizzard so... frequently uses phasing, and most people have no fucking idea what you're talking about when you talk about phasing, means that Blizzard is basically providing a single-player experience for almost everyone who plays World of Warcraft. Phasing, the phase that what they refer to as their phasing technology in this case is basically a multiplayer world in which each person sees something different depending on what they've done, right? And to us, this was born of right before we had lunch with Raf Koster. I don't even remember if it was lunch. I think we ate steak. It must have been dinner.
It was.
Did we have steak
early
for lunch?
Dinner.
It was an early dinner.
The sun
dinner.
Was out.
Perhaps it was a late lunch. I remember drinking, but that just means I was awake.
I think it was an early dinner. We had played some Lord of the Rings.
We had
online.
Just played some Lord of the Rings online and had a really fucking frustrating immersion-breaking experience when something happened with a piece of paper on top of a bookshelf in a room in a building.
We had to collect it, and I think we went in there and spent like a good 4 or 5 minutes trying to find this thing, and it was just not there. And then all of a sudden I was like, oh, wait, it's over here. But I've looked over here before, and someone had come in before
someone
us.
Someone had come in and collected it, and it had disappeared from the world, and so it disappeared for everybody.
Yeah.
And then Hot Stuff collected it, and then it disappeared again.
For
and
like
because of the way the
minutes.
Quest was coded, for a few minutes I had to just sit there waiting for it to appear again on the shelf.
Yeah.
And I'm like, all right, so this is clearly something that they have done so that everyone sees the same thing in this world all the time, and it is complete bullshit. It is complete bullshit. This did not add anything to anyone's experience at all. Why can't we fucking fix this? Why is it a big deal? You know, you think about it psychologically, right? You don't see most of the shit that you look at. So the idea that two people would walk into a room and one of them would see a piece of paper on a bookshelf and one of them would not see a piece of paper on a bookshelf, that is exactly like the fucking real world. Because that is the kind of thing that happens all the time.
The problem being,
if you're both staring, hey, look at that sheet of paper on that bookshelf, then everyone can see it.
That's the problem.
Right. I mean, and so the phasing technology in World of Warcraft only goes so far because you can't say, all right, I have burned a hole in the roof of this building, and so now if you're standing where the hole is, I either need to be able to not see you, which is then weird because we're buddies. Why can't I see you? Because we just walked into this town, and suddenly you're in version 1 of this town, and I'm in version 2 of this town, and we can't see each other. Or, why are you floating above the hole that I burned in the roof of this building?
Right.
Faggot. That's what I... If somebody was floating above a hole, I would think they were a faggot. That's what I would... Then I would call them that.
It's a well-known fact that gay people can fly.
No, it's not about gay people.
I was going to say...
What?
Faggot has nothing to do
what
with...
What does that have to do with anything, Rick?
I think you don't understand what words mean, Rick.
At least you don't understand what they mean when I use them.
Fair enough.
And I'm the important thing. If I've learned anything from my years on this earth, it's that I'm the important thing. So these alchemy discoveries.
Yeah.
It was like the Jedi thing, which was like the burning holes, burning a cock and balls into the hillside, which is like phasing. That's where that train derailed.
I'm glad you set that up for us because I was completely lost.
Yeah, I mean, like, so I spent a lot of time learning every possible recipe in World of Warcraft.
And you were frustrated because you couldn't do it on purpose.
Well, you could. You could just keep making a lot of potions, which is what I did.
Well, right, because, you know, you're not going to win if you don't play.
Right.
Right. But it's like saying you're winning the lottery on purpose by buying a lot of tickets, right? Like, you are giving yourself a non-zero chance. You did it before they changed it?
I had almost all of them before they changed it.
Okay.
Yeah.
So they changed it. I think that they were doling out recipe discoveries.
It's possible.
On a time schedule. I think
What did I do that you think that is true? Like,
just
because they would happen more frequently when fewer people were on or something?
No, because you would do thousands of potions without learning anything. And then I would do 5 potions every once in a while, and I got one.
But that's, right. I mean, that's also...
It is totally anecdotal. Anecdotal.
That would be consistent with it being a 1 in a million chance.
Also, when you got a discovery, it would, like, announce it to the world.
Well, to the people around you.
Right. Yeah, okay. I mean, you know, okay. I don't know what it is that led me to believe that that's the way that it worked, right? But at the very least, it was very, very unpredictable.
Yes.
And there was just all this, there was this sort of outrage, you know? Like, and I say that there was this outrage. I don't know if there was any outrage or
people,
not.
People definitely complained. Like, they wanted to be able to get every album.
Yeah,
person.
Because people want, there is a certain category of people that wants to be able to do everything. And fuck differentiation, fuck variety, fuck tailoring individual experiences to people. They want to be able to do everything that it is possible to do in this game. And the only way to make them happy is to make it so everyone can do it.
I mean, you know, I'm a completionist. I definitely spent a lot of time trying to get to the point where I could do everything. You know?
I am a completionist in limited contexts.
Up to a certain like level of effort or something.
Up to a certain level of inconvenience, I think. It's less about effort than it is about like my bullshit threshold, right? Like,
right.
I will make an earnest attempt to comprehensively explore and get 100% of everything in any 2D Castlevania game,
right?
Basically, right? And I've done it in all of them, and you know, it is what it is. I can imagine a 2D Castlevania game in which something that I wanted to acquire in order to get 100% was such bullshit that I wasn't willing to do it.
Right.
And in a multiplayer game, in a game like World of Warcraft, there is a tremendous amount of stuff that is such bullshit that I'm not willing to do it. Right? Like, I'm not willing to do something that requires me to spend hundreds of hours carefully coordinating with 24 other people to down a boss.
Or hundreds of dollars to buy a trading card on eBay to get a specific mount.
Exactly. And so the fact that there is anything that is such bullshit that I am not willing to do it means that I am completely liberated in playing this game. I'm just going to play it, and I'm going to do the stuff that I enjoy, and I am not going to feel compelled to do anything that their sort of psychological bag of tricks doesn't naturally compel me to do. I don't know why I believe.
How did you feel about the content that they had when, like, leading up to the release of Encourage?
I'm sad that I missed it, but I'm not. I don't think that it shouldn't have existed.
Okay. Did you miss it entirely?
At one point, I logged on. And
we were in the Barrens.
I was in the Barrens, and there was some crystal outside of town that was shitting out, like, skeletons or ghouls or something.
Right.
And I saw that, and I was like, whoa, what's that? I don't even know. And then I probably logged off. Because I was like, oh, right, I'm in the Barrens. This sucks. Also, Chuck Norris has a fist in his tits.
And you're driving Chrysler, the Barrens.
Yes. I only see one, the Barrens. I only see one The Barrens, Freddy. Where's your The Barrens, Freddy?
Yeah.
There only needs to be one The Barrens. You know how many The Barrens there need to be in World of Warcraft? Fucking zero. Zero The Barrens is exactly enough The Barrens.
So before they did their first, like, big expansion, they did sort of a end of initial release plot arc sort of content pack, which was a couple of raid instances. But they had sort of a world event leading up to it where everybody had to collect a bunch of shit and then open these, like, gates. And there was this sort of crazy thing that happened for, like, 6 hours when they actually opened the gates. There was, like, this big war that ensued in a particular zone. And then in a bunch of other little zones, there were a bunch of, like, little things, like these crystals popping up and people having to interact with them and stuff like that. And, you know, I never got to see the war, and I could have. I was around, but I didn't actually go there because I didn't realize that it was like a one-time thing. I'm sad that I missed that because it sounded neat.
So you could,
and there was a bunch of shit that you could only get during that one world time event.
Yeah. Right, and so that's the
there
question.
Was
right?
The
I don't think they would do
only
that.
Only one person on the server could get that mount
the
or whatever
mount,
you
like
got
a beetle
for
that you
that's
or whatever.
Not quite true, but in practice it was basically true.
Why do you say that?
Because anybody who completed that quest could do it, but the quest took an entire guild like 10 or 15
days. I'm pretty
sure
there was definitely something that you got for being the one who opened the gates.
Anybody who rung the gong in that 6-hour period got a mount. There are servers with
maybe
four,
I'm just
four
thinking
or five
of
peoples.
In that period.
Though. Yeah, and there are people.
Because
there
was definitely stuff
people.
You could not get.
But that is a thing that they did four years ago, and I don't think that they would do it again now. And the point that I'm trying to make in this entire spiel filled with tangential drunken trying to apologize for making fun of Raph Koster tangents and insensitive homosexual slurs is that people don't want shit taken away from them by other players. And if a player gets something and one player getting it means another player can't get it, that suddenly in the second player's mind counts as it being taken away from them. And people aren't willing to tolerate that.
Huh.
That is my assessment of the mindset of multiplayer RPG players. And I think it is born of the nature of the game, right? You set up a structure in which people improve their characters, and the vocabulary that you give them for improving their characters is they get skills. They get items, they get mounts, they get sweet boots, they get skills, they get horses.
Pets.
Get more skills.
They get pets, they get hats. Yeah. No, I was starting to make a joke about how they get items and boots.
Right.
And once you've done that, once you've set up this pattern in a player where the way that you are winning this game, the way that you achieve something in this game is by acquiring things, anytime you present them with something that they cannot acquire, no matter how obliquely, they are going to call you an asshole in the forums.
Well, okay, so then what about situations where they still can acquire it, but you didn't give them the opportunity to get it as easily as other people?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, so the Kingdom of Loathing event that we're not talking about in this first half of the show, because that's not how we roll.
Uh-huh.
This is probably a stupid format change.
There are days when it seems like we shouldn't limit ourselves that way.
Well, we can. My theory on this is that the first segment only lasts as long as we have shit to talk about, right? You know, or an hour, whichever comes first. That's theoretically my theory. In theory, my communism theory is theoretically good.
Right.
So I'm thinking about. Well, there's a couple things. So you can piss people off socially, like with the. So there was a World of Warcraft event where you had an item that you could get pretty trivially that would put rabbit ears on another player that you targeted.
Any player or just female players?
I think it would do it to any player. It would the item would do it to any player, and then they put an achievement in that was to do that to a female player of every race that was at least level 18, which is funny. I think that's funny, and I think that is, you know, it is a reference to something in our culture, and a reference is not a judgment, positive or negative, right? Acknowledging the existence of Nazis does not make you anti-Semitic. Making a joke about Nazis does not make you anti-Semitic, is my contention. A lot of people would disagree. But basically, there was an achievement in the game for do this to a player, a female player of every race in the game who is at least level 18. And there were literally people describing the experience of having this item used on them, which put rabbit ears on their head, as being equivalent to rape.
Well, those people are obviously deranged.
But they got rid of the event. They never did it again because of the outcry. And you say those people are obviously deranged, but man, do you read Metafilter? Stories about rape?
I can see somebody being... You know, I don't feel cool about a Playboy reference being in here, and that person is probably reasonable, even though I don't agree with them. But someone saying that that's equivalent to rape is a nut job.
Is it still okay to call somebody a nut job if they're a girl?
I don't know. I don't know if that term of phrase is...
Have you ever given a girl a nut job? So they got rid of that.
Yeah.
There was an Easter. That was also Easter. That was, you know, clearly putting rabbit ears on somebody is an Easter kind of thing. There were these Easter eggs that spawned in all of these starting zones of World of Warcraft. And they didn't really... I don't remember what they had in them. Just, like, maybe some really low-level consumables and some copper, maybe. You know, just the smallest amount of currency that is possible to put in anything. And they were there for years, and then they added an achievement for gathering a bunch of them, and then suddenly they became this really contentious resource, and it was just a big shitstorm in the forums about, like, well, I can't get this achievement because other people were hunting these eggs. You know, people were spawn camping the eggs. Right, and clearly, you don't want to create a situation where people are not having fun, right? But I am afraid that the lesson that you learn from these things is that people don't want anything persistent in a world. Because once something is persistent, once you put something in the world that can only be interacted with once, anybody who interacts with it has achieved some sort of privilege that no one else can achieve after that.
This is making me a little nervous about some future content that we have planned, actually. It's not a one-time-only thing, but it's very limited in audience.
Yeah, although, if I'm thinking about what you're thinking about, it's very much like only one person gets the opportunity to get kind of fucked.
Sure.
So,
but
I'm not sure that people are going to be lining up
to get fucked
for that. I think we need to not incentivize it in the least.
Okay.
I think we need to not provide even a single utterance in chat of recognition for the person who does it, man. Which is sad and makes it less interesting to us. It makes it less of a thing that can happen in the
you're
world.
You're going to need to explain to me what you're talking about at the break.
Fine.
I do not at all understand.
But, yeah. It's weird, you know? I mean, I can definitely understand how a crowd of people could be happy about things that make them all happy, and half of them are sad about a thing that made the other half happy. Right? I mean, that because it's just like, you know, but then the half that did get something is all like, woo, Schadenfreude. That was Riff speaking. Woo, Schadenfreude.
I would have pronounced it better.
Wow. Well, don't make me bring Raph Koster in here to call you an asshole.
Me laughing was an instance of that. Just to...
Yeah. People and...
That was a very long-winded drunken rant, and I don't feel like it necessarily resolved.
Yeah, I'm not sure if you actually made the point that you were setting out.
I mean, the point that I was setting up is that my contention is that people only want a multiplayer game to be multiplayer when it suits them. They don't want it to be multiplayer for its own sake. And maybe nobody wants anything for its own sake, right? Maybe thinking about things existing for their own sakes is the purview of, you know, philosophy nerds and not normal people, right? What seems weird is that so many philosophy nerds end up in charge of shit like this. Right? Because it's the kind of thing that, like, I am really interested in the idea of making a video game world that a bunch of people share. And, whoa, what? Holy crap, that's what I do for a living. Right? But I'm constantly doing shit that pisses people off. Because what we find interesting... There is, I think, a perfect example of this in a very common RPG mechanic that I feel like just is kind of a failed mechanic from a player's point of view, which is the extremely rare drop rate item. Mm-hmm. We feel that it is okay in a multiplayer game to have an item with an incredibly low drop rate, because if enough people are trying to get it, someone will get it. Mm-hmm. And that is interesting to us.
As long as it is tradable.
It is, right, as long as it's tradable. I mean, it is interesting to us, looking at the game world from on high, to say, all right, say Spice Melange. We want Spice Melange to be a thing that it is possible for somebody to get if they put in a lot of effort, right? So, you either spend a lot of meat to buy one in the mall, or you farm one at a really low drop rate. But the problem with farming one at a really low drop rate, and the problem with, like, the rare world drops in World of Warcraft, is that, for the most part, if somebody wants one and works really hard to get it, he won't.
Through the natural mechanic, you mean?
Just through the probability. I mean, just the way it plays out.
Well, the thing about drops in World of Warcraft is that, you know, you might be playing and suddenly there's this, you know, this sort of rare world drop, and it's just not useful for you.
Right.
Right? And so you're like, oh, well, I will clearly sell this. And so then those things immediately enter the economy.
Right.
Right?
I remember once when it was your birthday, and I decided that what I was going to get you for your birthday was, in World of Warcraft, this really rare drop pet, this non-combat pet that you could get from this kind of lowish level slime monster in one of the lower level zones. And the expectation was that you'd have to kill thousands of these things to get one. And so I was like, all right, I am stuck in this hotel room from now until tomorrow night or whatever, with just nothing to do. So what I am going to do is I am going to farm these fucking slimes to get Hot Stuff for his birthday, this rare pet drop. And I killed 6 of them and got it.
What did you do for the whole rest of the weekend?
I don't remember. I just did a little dance.
You farmed another one and did not get it. You farmed for another...
I tried for a few hours to get a different familiar.
Trying to get that guy, and I ended up having to buy it in the auction hall.
Yeah, I love that thing. It was like the only familiar in the game that had a pet, I guess, that had an in-game effect.
Oh, it did, right? It would poison you.
Yeah.
It was a negative in-game effect, but you were so...
I used it all the time.
Yep, and that's why you
there
were always green whenever I saw you.
Yeah. For a while, where you could take it off and then put it back on and it would poison you again, but it wouldn't replenish the old buff. It would give you a new stack of the debuff. And because there's a limited number of buffs or debuff effects you can have active, if you got like a bad effect from a raid boss or something,
you could put
your slime on and take it off like 30 times with a macro or something, and it would just churn all your other buffs off and get rid of the...
Wow.
Yeah.
Huh.
They eventually fixed that, of course.
I did not know that. But
it's weird, the ability to indefinitely stack some sort of poison effect because of some totally novelty joke thing that they added would end up being something that gave you a significant gameplay advantage.
Yeah.
Let's take a break and come back and talk about the fine, fine game Kingdom of Loathing by us, Asymmetric Publications, LLC.
Available online at kingdomofloathing.com.
She's a young girl singing about her vagina. You can't stop her. What were you going to say?
You can't stop her.
You were going to say something about Guy Fawkes?
No. I was going to say something about Thok and his suggestion for a new chat effect.
What's Thok's suggestion for the heavy metal umlauts?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's pretty funny.
That's old, man. We were talking about that on the last podcast.
Well, if you'd update the bullshit question list
on the
crazy
pod
dude
last
shit nest nuts.
Crazy dude shit nest nuts?
Yeah?
Shit nest nuts roasting on an open fire? Ward Chife Thrall says, stop stripping the music out of the radio shows.
We have to.
I know.
Who said that? And what are you talking about?
Warchife Thrall says that.
Like, do you know where you're...
Yes, I do. Do you? No. Juanja 302 wrote, does Jick somehow come from Dick? Yes, but only... I come from balls by way of Dick. Just like all of us.
Jick is how you say Dick when you have a cold.
That...
I don't think...
Yeah, that's not true at all,
that's
man.
That's weird, man. No.
That's funny, though. It was a funny joke. Bobula says, hey, I missed a few radio shows, so maybe you already know this, but you said on the radio in regard to your new choose an adventure thing, he doesn't say that, but that's what I'm saying, because that's what it's talking about, that you'd be willing to develop it also for the Android, but that you don't have an Android phone to test it on. Apparently, the Android SDK comes with a Java-based Android emulator for your computer, so you could use that to test it.
I think Lycra has a thing that runs Android apps now.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Well, apparently that's a thing.
Yeah.
GreenN72 says, dear Jick, have you ever bleated someone? If not, have you ever used bleat on someone? That is the same question. And no, I have an empty ignore list. And
has it always been that way?
It always has been.
Shit. Oh, I ruined everything.
Uh-oh. Did you ruin everything? Did you trip on some shit?
No, I'm fine.
Really? We didn't fuck everything up?
No.
We haven't ruined everything? We haven't literally ruined everything?
No. I don't think so. Did you pot yourself way the fuck up?
No, I didn't touch it. I reached over to touch it, but then I was like, hot stuff's going to yell at me if I touch the pots.
Yeah.
We really do need you to be at the fucking mixing board.
Yes.
Like, it's...
Yes. Yes.
It's ridiculous.
It is.
Evangeon Q says, can you go through the effects list and see which ones have generic smiley face icons, then create proper images for them? You know, I have a report that shows me the... effects that don't have pictures, and included in that are the effects that have a smiley face.
And most of the ones that have smiley faces, you actually like them having smiley faces.
I do.
Because they're usually about your face and how it is smiling.
Mm-hmm. They're like, big smile, or huge grin,
yep.
Or
black face.
No, that's a different icon.
But that one is also smiling.
Yeah, it's smiling.
Because it is a positive effect.
Azu says, Salt was a totally different movie in the Slug universe. The Slugs live in the same universe that we do. We were talking about Slugs. I don't remember why.
Were you talking about Slugs or were you talking about Salt?
We were talking about Slugs on the Monday show.
Oh, yeah.
I think maybe it was like, we were like, I totally ripped off a vending machine earlier by using a slug.
Yeah.
Do you think it is possible to make something that weighs the same and is the same size as a coin... that the manufacturing cost and materials cost is less than that of the coin?
If you had, like, sheet metal that you then could just stamp out a bunch of quarter-sized pieces, I think that would
like
definitely...
Like a quarter of what?
I think that would definitely cost less than a quarter.
Really?
Of your fortune.
Including the manpower?
Yeah.
Because I'm assuming this machine would be man-powered.
Yeah.
Like, you would have to grind
feed
up
it
dudes.
Men.
Yeah, and put them into it.
Yeah.
Which would then be converted to energy.
Yeah, I got it.
You know, like a cannibal is technically man-powered.
Yes. That is true.
Human-powered.
Yeah, no.
Not man. They can eat women, too. They could eat a lady. If I was a cannibal, I might enjoy eating a lady.
Isn't that a cannibal?
Cole says, I've liked the Joanna Newsom songs played on the radio shows.
Woo!
That's one person that likes the Joanna Newsom songs played on the radio shows. Podcast listeners have no idea what the fuck we're talking about. Cole says, what would be the best album to start with? Well, it depends. So Ease, YS, is a good album. It's got my favorite songs on it, I think. But
is that the one with the crazy long songs?
Yeah, it's the one with Emily and Monkey and Bear, which are probably my two favorites at this point. Although, Inflammatory Written This Side of the Blue on the Milk-Eyed Mender are also my favorite songs.
Yep.
I have a lot of favorite songs.
Inflammatory Writ is way more accessible than some of the long stuff.
I guess, yeah. I mean, the long stuff seems really like, this is like something that you could play for somebody, and if they had the patience for, like, Philip Glass or whatever, they might like it.
I mean, the long stuff is good. It is just so fucking long, you know? Like, you have
it's
to...
It's like 12 minutes. Emily is 12 minutes long.
Yeah, that's long. That's long for a song. Because you have to be paying attention, too.
In a Gotta Devita, you don't have to pay attention. If you do, it's better.
I mean, I don't think it's very good if you're not paying attention.
What?
It's not like it's a pop tune with like just a sort of a rhythm that you can sort of keep in your head.
Yeah, I guess it is a complicated.
It is almost like a poem that is being.
Well, it's absolutely
recited.
Like a poem that's being recited, but it has a rhythmic structure.
Sure.
I mean, it's three verses that are
complicated.
It has three verses. It's not complicated. It has three verses that are 4 minutes long. It's just it's long, and you have to hear it a lot of times, if you're me at least, before you understand what the structure is.
That's true.
I mean, really understand what the structure is.
Yeah.
But there are verses and choruses.
Sure.
In it. They just take a long time to get around to.
Sure.
Also, says Cole, I want to mention how much I like NS13. Life and a Kid on the Way keeps me busier, but I have a lot more fun ascending now than I did with NS11. Also, I think Jick has babies confused with lepers. No, Cole, I just think that you shouldn't take your kid on a fucking airplane.
Speaking of airplanes, he also said ditto Neutral Milk Hotel.
Yeah, the only Neutral Milk Hotel album to start with is
In the Aeroplane
Over the Sea. Yeah, In the Aeroplane Over the Sea.
Yes.
On Avery Island is okay.
Yeah, but it's not as good.
But it's something that you'll want to listen to for completeness sake after you have fallen in love with In the Aeroplane Over the Sea.
Yeah, it's In the Aeroplane Over the Sea is really, really good.
Kleinhoon says, so if Crispin Glover owned a copy of the N64 game Glover, would it be Glover Glover or just once? I don't know. It would maybe be Glover Game because he doesn't distinguish between different tokens of the same type if they're the same shape. So all of his DVDs are Glover DVD, not Glover Braveheart and Glover Breaking the Waves and Glover Breakfast at Tiffany's. He also only owns movies that start with BREA. That's a new rule I've established.
Yeah, you're going to have to start writing
and also
this down.
He doesn't know how to spell Braveheart. Wait, I mean me. I mean, I don't know how to spell Braveheart. No, it's actually Breakfast Heart, the guy who liberated Francis Bacon from...
from high school detention?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Then Francis Bacon went on to write all of Shakespeare's works. But he just wrote them down. He didn't compose them. He just wrote them down.
He was transcribed them.
Yeah, he was like a monk, only he didn't illuminate anything. Not even the first letter with a bunch of leaves. When you illuminate something with gold leaf, why is it that you are so often, apparently, based on the manuscripts I've seen, compelled to draw a bunch of leaves? Is it a joke? Is it a play on words that you're using leaf to make leaves?
I think those guys just like trees.
Why do they like trees?
Also,
so
paper
much?
Comes from trees.
Oh, that's true. The circle continues.
The circle jerk, more like.
Evangeion
Q says, seems almost unfair that new players just waking up missed out on the new content.
Dun dun dun.
Life is unfair. And that's what makes everybody sad. It is weird that if everyone who logs in on a given day gets a shot at some shit, it doesn't seem like it creates a lot of bullshit screaming and explicit, specific, incredibly vitriolic attacks against me personally in the forums. What the fuck? What the fuck? Have we not created an environment in which it is okay for you to complain about shit to the extent that you feel so oppressed by your inability to speak your mind in this community in a way that we're all going to hear it and maybe take your ideas into account, that you have to literally just say, fuck you, Zach Johnson, guy who made this game. Maybe if we took a leaf from Blizzard's fake world version of themselves who are actually able to go through with making everybody use their real names on the forum, would the people who wrote those posts, fuck you, Jick, you don't know what you're doing, you're an asshole, I can't believe you were so stupid that you didn't foresee this happening, what if you had had to say to my face, fuck you, Zach Johnson, How could you be so stupid that you didn't anticipate that this was going to happen? You know, I'm not even... I'm not going to say that I'm not sad about it. I'm not going to say that I'm not depressed about it, because I've been kind of depressed about it. But mostly, I'm just sort of baffled that anyone thinks that that kind of shit is okay. Right? I don't want people in the forums to suck my dick and tell me how great I am. I want them to not be total assholes.
I think you would not object if they wanted to suck your dick and tell you how great you
are. Well, it depends. I mean, I think some of them are beautiful ladies.
Uh-huh.
I would argue that almost none of them are beautiful ladies, but some of them are beautiful ladies.
I feel like you would just close your eyes and it wouldn't matter.
No, that is not how I roll, buddy.
Okay.
That is, no, I mean, I wish, man. My experiences at the YMCA would have been so much better if that was the way that I rolled, but that is not the way that I roll.
I don't think it's gay to get a blowjob from a dude.
Oh, right. It's only gay to blow a dude.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. Why do all these gay dudes keep sucking my cock? That was an Onion story back in the day. Seriously, I'm not going to name the people who just fucking flipped out on me personally in the forums. I mean, I could name them. Not going to name them.
I did not think the response was nearly as bad as I had been prepared for it to be.
So I woke up.
Reactions.
I woke up in the morning when the first phase of the dig had finished in the middle of the night.
Yeah.
And I read the devlogs, and in the devlogs, Zare said, "Jick, don't read the forums." And you can't do that. I mean, that's. I'm not touching you. I'm not touching you. I'm not touching you. You can't tell somebody not to. And I understand that people are upset, and I have learned a lesson from the fact that people were upset, and I have been prompted to, you know, work real, real hard, trying to make it up to you, and then get real, real drunk when it's time to go on the radio and talk about it, to blow off some steam. But seriously,
but
man,
not any dudes.
What is wrong with somebody? What is wrong with somebody who is going to post a fucking screed directed personally at me? Like, what the fuck?
It is only
a handful of people, and I'm letting them get under my skin.
Yeah.
But at the same time, it is easy for you to say, "Oh, that wasn't nearly as bad as I thought. It was just a bunch of people being mean to you."
Well, no.
Like,
your name is on the front page of the game. I mean, like, you're the only name on the front page of the game.
But my name is on the front page of the game so that people know that it is a game that is run by a person.
Right.
Not so that people think of my name as a thing that doesn't represent a person.
But your personality is one of the reasons that some of the people stick around and play the game.
There were a lot of qualifiers to that sentence.
You are one of the reasons that people play the game. And so there are going to be some people who, when they feel betrayed because of you, regardless of whether it's your fault or not. You know, if this had been C.D. Moyer's baby and he had done it from beginning to end...
Ah, man, that fucking guy. Interesting that C.D. Moyer was the one sent to fall on his sword.
Yeah.
Also, the fucking guy who, when C.D. Moyer, who is probably the most even-handed of all of us, walked in and was like, "You know, there's that whole you catch more flies with honey than with vinegar thing," who responded, "But vinegar and honey garner exactly the same response. Maybe you guys are assholes and this is why you are going out of business and gonna die alone and in a gutter and..." History will forget you almost immediately.
I've already forgotten this.
That's what he said.
Yeah.
He said that. Yeah, vinegar equals honey. Go ahead, dude. Believe that all you want. It is possible that there is a guy that is such an asshole that flies don't like him even when he gives them honey. And I can see how that guy would post that and believe it.
I don't think I would want to catch flies either with honey or vinegar.
If your goal was to catch flies, yeah, you catch more flies with honey than with chopsticks, Daniel-san.
Have you ever seen these, like, plastic bags that have some sort of, like, fly bait in them and some one-way door for the flies to get into? They had some of these up at a, like, I went to, like, a ranch, like, a couple years ago for a wedding that I was photographing, and they were these just terrifying, like...
bags of flies.
Yeah, like, gallon bags of hundreds or perhaps thousands of flies, and they were all still alive. They were all just flying around in there, and I was like, what the fuck?
You know what you do? You just blow into the bag until they suffocate on carbon dioxide.
Yeah.
I don't know what you do. So when I was working at that place where it was five buildings and one of them burned down.
Yes.
Okay. So I used to work at this flight school. I was a network administrator at this flight school, and there was a sort of compound that we worked in that was a bunch of buildings, and one of them caught fire and burned down, and then the fire department sprayed a lot of water into it, trying to ruin Barrett's Star Wars memorabilia collection. That's the part that I remember.
And that was their goal.
Yeah. No, Barrett, this guy Barrett, had at his office, he was one of the, like, sort of top-ranking dudes there, and so he had his own office. And his office was, you know, where he kept all of his Star Wars memorabilia, presumably because his wife was like, get this bullshit out of my house. And so he was like, okay, I'll take it to work. And I was standing there next to him in the parking lot when they broke open the window with an axe and just fucking opened a goddamn fire hose into a room filled with Star Wars memorabilia. But they, like, just destroyed this building, and it was awful for a long time, and flies everywhere. For whatever reason, like, setting a building half on fire and then getting it really, really wet creates a big fly problem. Mm-hmm. Everywhere around. Just thousands of flies everywhere. And they hung up. Apparently this was some trick that some hippie had learned in the jungle. They hung up Ziploc bags filled with water, which theoretically scares flies away. Something about the way light refracts through a bag of water in midair makes a fly think, boy, I ought to get out of here. Theoretically.
Weird. Did that work?
I don't know. I don't know if it did or not.
I think this is some sort of weird, like, Blair Witch shit.
Yeah. It's my talisman against flies.
All the flies were just then in the basement in the corner.
Yeah, they're facing the corner. Yeah, I don't know.
Huh, that's strange.
Yeah, it was a thing.
So, but you don't have any actual... You don't know whether the fly population decreased?
No, because there weren't... The flies were only bad in the buildings that were close to the one that burned down, and my office wasn't there, so I was not in a place where there was a fly problem, so I didn't...
See.
Yeah, I know it. Ipecac says, griefing entitled pricks is about my favorite thing in this game. This is among the best events ever. No sarcasm. That's like a guy would say, no homo.
No hamburger.
Yeah. No hamburger, so I will not pay you on Wednesday.
I had not seen the player's suggestion for Ho Bonobo until today.
I think I prefer stretching it out to Hobo Bonobo.
Hobo Bonobo?
Yeah.
Hobo Bonobo. What about just Bono? Everyone's monkey is named Bono. Everybody's got something to hide except me and Bono. Phil Collins, because that's who was the guy from the Beatles. Phil McCartney, Phil McCracken, Paul Dung me.
Paul Engstrom.
He befriended Michael Jackson, who then died. So maybe he should stay the fuck away from Phil Collins. That's what I say. Man, I've lost.
Did he befriend Michael
I have
Jackson,
lost my own
or did
leash.
Michael Jackson buy his friendship for like $1 billion?
I think that happened afterwards. I think they were buddies. They had a song together on Thriller.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Like, Paul McCartney and Michael Jackson were buddies, and that's how Michael Jackson ended up owning the Beatles catalog.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, I don't know. Referee says, the pottery avatars for male and female should be switched around. I don't think that's true, because the female one has boobs and the male one has a cock and balls. that was at least the attempt.
I think you could also see it as the one that you made male having a fat bottom, and the other one being barrel chested. So I could see why somebody would think that, but your interpretation is better probably. You probably could have made it more explicit with your interpretation.
Well, right, but I didn't want to.
But you didn't want to, right?
So, yeah.
But I can see why someone would think the opposite.
Right.
The first time I saw it, I was like,
right,
was
because
like,
when that person thinks of a lady, they think of somebody with a fat butt, and that's because they mama's so fat. And when I think of a lady, I think of a lady with big boobs, and that's because I only hang out with ladies with big boobs. And my mama not so fat. I hung out with my mom for a bit. I went down there and I set up her new computer for her, and it was awful because I don't fucking know anything about computers anymore, and I get flustered really easily. And all of the beer that is at my mom's house was from it was some Sam Adams that had the for brewery fresh taste, drink by February 2007.
Wow.
And, I opened one and I drank it and I was like, I don't know, tastes pretty brewery fresh to me. Because it did. There was no difference between that beer and a bottle of Sam Adams from the grocery store right now. Like,
huh.
And, we were talking about that and she was like, yeah, I mean, 5 years ago, there weren't dates. 10 years ago, there were not dates on bottles of beer. Clearly, 3 years ago, there were. But, yeah. She said, your dad would have drank it. And I'm like, fuck yeah, he would have drank it. There's nothing goes wrong with beer. Like, it can get gross, but it doesn't become poison. You could drink beer from 1,000 years ago, and you'd be fine.
I think it might become poison.
It doesn't. The alcohol kills all the poison. That's why if you drink enough, you'll never die.
Yeah, but then what happens if all the alcohol evaporates and all that's left is...
It won't. It's a sealed
sugary
bottle.
Poison.
If all the alcohol evaporated, the bottle would be...
It's not that sealed.
Lesser.
Come on.
It's glass sealed with a rubber-capped metal thing.
Right, but the rubber will eventually deteriorate.
Man, I am not hanging out with you in a post-apocalyptic wasteland where we have to survive because you'll be like, don't drink that beer. And I'll be like, okay. And then we'll just get shot by some fucking raiders, and we won't even be drunk. And that'll be terrible. Who's with me in the drunk wasteland?
Only people whose names start with BB.
All right, man.
I'll have to change my name to Biff Bonner.
Biff Bonner's a good name, too. What if... Shit Driftwood. We'll have to make an exception for Shit Driftwood.
He can be the president in this new country.
Or was it Shit Driftwood or Drift Shitwood?
Grift Shitwood.
It was both. I think it was Grift Shit Driftwood Shipshank. First.
It was Shit. Okay.
Grift Shitshank?
It's, the awesome thing about doing these shows drunk is that I even right now, I could listen to the first half of the show, and I'd be like, well, what an entertaining chap. I've never heard this before.
You could just have it on loop.
Because I think of myself as a chap.
Is it because you wear chaps all the time?
And have chapped lips.
Ziggy Zagnut says, awesome, awesome, awesome. Love it, love it, love it. I think he's one of those frogs that says the same thing three times. Those frogs that say the same thing three times. I'm burning through these questions in a way that I don't know. Egads the Uruzzini says, I'd like to keep an archaeological shovel at the end of all this. Could you make it obvious when the last dig is so I can save an adventure with it to put in my display case? Please? I thought about that. I thought about, what am I going to do with these crates when the event is over? Because the shovels aren't a big deal, but the crates are tradable.
Yeah.
And people could still be selling them to one another as rares, as though they were not just some bogus bullshit from back in the day.
Okay.
So what are we going to do? What should we do with those?
But what's wrong with nothing?
Yeah, isn't that something that we have allowed historically?
There's all kinds of stuff that's historical artifacts of one-time events.
Yeah, that are useless.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't see any problem with it.
Well, fine. I guess we're doing nothing with him. I mean, the thing to do, egads Itsurutsini, is to not ever break a shovel unless you have more than one shovel. Right? And then just don't ever do that, and there's no time at which this can end where you won't still have a shovel. If you always have...
I think their contention is that they want to maximally use every possible turn that they can.
Well,
digging.
That is not a thing that is possible. So you need to either have your cake or eat it. That is a confusing phrase.
Have your cake and eat it too?
Yeah.
I maintain that properly it would be eat your cake and still have it. Yeah.
I think the problem is that we use have to mean all kinds of things. Have is this verb that has been genericized. You know? And like,
but
it's like get.
It is used.
Will you have some cake?
In...
means to will you eat some cake?
Oh, okay.
Right?
Okay. There you go.
So that's the problem, I think.
But I don't think I run into confusion because I interpret it as, you know, eat your cake and eat it too.
No, but it's like I keep your cake and eat it too, you know.
I mean, how could you eat it without having it, I think, is my... Like, if you eat cake, you have some cake and you eat it.
Right,
so
but
you
then you
none.
But then you do not have
right.
it anymore.
So I think you want to eat your cake and still have it.
Yeah.
Vin Oven says, the KOL Updates Twitter account hasn't been updating lately. Is KOL Updates C.D. Moyer's thing? No.
I don't think so.
That's somebody else's deal. So, yeah, I don't know what the shit is going on there. Jesus is a Girl says, dear Jick, despite miscalculations, I am really happy with all the new content. Everything is amazing. It has been a great opportunity for people willing to try. Yeah, so I want to talk about this miscalculation because...
She is really obnoxious.
Yeah. She's not nearly as nice as Miss Congeniality.
Exactly.
Yeah. People in 5 hours did half of a day of Crimbo worth of turns.
Yeah, and Crimbo, as a baseline for us, is like what we think of when people spend a lot of turns doing stuff.
Right. So the problem is, I would be lying if I said that we looked at these numbers beforehand, because we didn't.
Right.
But I had a vague sense that a million turns was probably something that was going to take like 20 hours. That was my best guess on how long it was going to take for people to be willing to spend 20 turns. On a day...
Also, to be fair, you thought that once people sort of figured out how it worked and what the drops were, that they wouldn't spend thousands of turns or...
That is what I thought. I did not think that everyone who could drop everything and spend every possible turn on this event would, because I did not think that the event was interesting enough
to warrant craziness.
Like, just ignoring whatever else you were meant to accomplish that day, right? And it's fucking weird. It's fucking weird. Like, I think if we did this
kind of stuff all the time, then maybe you're right, but it has been a long time.
So, the thing is, Crimbo is a thing that everyone knows about ahead of time and has a historical precedent of being something that is worth burning all of your turns on.
Sure.
Right? This did not. Right, this was just a thing that popped up. So I did not expect there to be twice as much activity as there is at Crimbo. I mean, these turns didn't cost you anything, right? Like, there was no cognitive cost, there was no labor cost. There was only an opportunity cost, right? Like, but there... It is also kind of alarming to me how quickly it got scripted. Like, I would have thought that there are few enough people playing now that you couldn't, like, oh, within an hour someone will have written a script.
It was like 3 hours.
For this. Was it 3 hours?
3 or 4, yeah.
That shits on my point, I guess, by you saying it, but not really, right? It shits on my point for no reason. But thanks for shitting on my point for no reason.
Well, but I'm just being accurate.
Okay. So is every other insufferable pedant. But you know what I mean. Like I would not have thought that this lasted long enough for somebody to script it and for that scripting to have made a measurable impact on it. And who knows if it did. You know, I don't know. It one thing that was kind of heartwarming to me was the relative non-prevalence of multi-abuse in it.
Yeah. I mean, I think 200 accounts were disabled today, at least. So.
Yeah, I think if there had been more notice, there would have been.
Right. But 200 is not many.
No.
Compared to the number, you know.
No. Basically,
5,000 accounts spent an average of 200 turns. 5,500 spent an average of 170-something or something is where it was. But, again, thanks for shitting on my point for no reason. Yes, you're more accurate. Congratulations. You win the accuracy badge for today's show.
Sweet.
I'm not actually mad at you.
Yeah.
I can't stay mad at you.
Yes, you can.
That's true. I just start being mad at you, and then it's like, I'm just keeping it up.
Yep.
12. This is all fucking day.
Which is kind of awesome, because I think we're going to come back to a point where something's going to cost 12 units of currency.
I am not going to let it be 12. I am not. Nothing in anything is ever going to cost 12 of anything. Right. I'm sorry.
Is that the new rule?
I was only mad at him for a few minutes. He was just butthurt all day. It was what happened there. I was over it, and he was all still weeping. Ah, oh, man. Why are people so mean? Why are people so mean? Look, I don't want to be like a whiny bitch about like, oh, somebody was mean to me on the internet. I watched this Kevin Smith interview thing somewhere, and he was just talking about how stupid it is to get like sad when somebody's mean to you on the internet.
Yeah.
But like, I'm not there yet. I'm not as fucking advanced as fucking Kevin Smith in my fucking ability to, you know, be spiritual about shit. Fuck. Weird. I apparently also can't hand off the radio show because shit's not working. All kinds of shit's not working. Certain things aren't working.
Your inability to use computers is definitively causing problems.
I really don't know a goddamn thing about computers anymore.
Yep.
As soon as you
are a dinosaur.
I've got all these computers that are all running Windows XP, and as soon as they stop working, I'm just like, all right, we're developing KOL on stone tablets from now on.
That is going to hurt our distribution.
I don't think that they're going to invent a pen that is so fucking lame that I don't know how to use it. So I can always write things down on paper.
Give them a chance, man. You're really hurting it, you know.
I guess. I build a worse pen, and the world will flip off your door. Yeah. P4N1Q say. I think this world event is neat. When reading the forums, how do you separate legit criticisms from the insane ravings of blathering morons? Well, I don't. Which is why I'm so sad. It's weird, man. Like, I think that we have this problem where our particular corner of the internet does think of us as a person that they can just talk to.
Yeah.
But a lot of the people that play our game are the kind of person who feel that they've figured out how to deal with people. And the way that you deal with people is just by being 100% honest all the time. Right? It's like this epiphany that you get when you are like a 22-year-old asshole that totally changes the way that everyone feels about you, mostly by making them think that you're kind of a dick, and then eventually you get over it and realize, oh no, wait, maybe I should consider my audience when I'm talking, and talk in a way that will effectively communicate what I'm trying to communicate without hurting people's feelings for no reason. And, yeah, because we're people, they treat us like people. The problem being that they treat people like shit.
Strangely, they treat shit real nice.
I wonder if we're going to run into any socially awkward nerds this weekend at Dragon Con.
Oh, hey, we're going to Dragon Con.
Yeah. If anybody wants to go to Dragon Con already, is go come hotel room, no, conference.
Yes.
Conference presentation. We have PowerPoint and 5.
I think we're fucking doomed at this point.
No,
you're not sleeping, and all you're going to be doing between now and then is drinking.
I am. That, well, what did you expect, man? I have to fucking talk in front of people.
In that case, somebody totally needs to record it so that I can see it after.
No.
Yes.
Somebody will. Data Vortex always videotapes everything.
Does he?
God, he's got some. Oh man, speaking of Data Vortex, I had the most awesome dream 2 nights ago. I had a dream. All right, so have we outed Data Vortex as the...
I don't know how cool that is. I don't know.
We haven't, I can't tell this story. But I'm going to tell it anyway. So anyway, when internet rap sensation MC Frontalot showed up at our apartment in San Diego for Comic-Con, he had a batch of cookies with some drugs in them, which Data Vortex had made. Sorry, Data Vortex. I'm outing you here. It caused a lot of misadventures.
They were some seriously potent.
Not for hardcore internet rapper MC Frontalot or his entourage. They were just eating them left and right and like, hey, we're fine. We're interacting with people like normal. But like Scully had one and just fucking freaked the fuck out. The pretentious artist. Well, Scully didn't freak out. Scully was very silently just like sort of vomiting and hiding in a room. The pretentious artist fucking freaked out. It was awesome. And his wife had some trouble, and they got sick, and they're just not used to that much drugs. And I had a dream that I was God, I know how entertaining it is for other people to tell you about their dreams. I had a dream that I was Zach Braff on Scrubs, and I had taken some of Data Vortex's cookies to work with me so that I could share them with my friends, presumably Turk and the Todd. Those are the two people that would probably eat some pot cookies before they did surgery. It steadies their hand. And but then I just like me in the show, I absentmindedly ate half of one of the cookies and I was freaking out and I was like, oh God, I gotta this is a hospital. They gotta have something that will help me throw up so that I don't have to get super stoned from this cookie and freak out and shit. And the janitor was all, dude, just do your job. Just man up, do your job. It'll be fine. You'll enjoy it. And then Dr. Cox asked me for 30 cc's of some shit that I didn't know what the fuck he was talking about. And I was like, oh my God, what am I going to do? That was a great story.
The crisis was fascinating, though, because it was like, I am both high and I'm not a doctor.
Not a doctor, yeah. I'm like, why? I'm... Because I was me, but I was like trapped in the role of a doctor in a hospital. And people were relying on me to not die. And I have no fucking idea what I'm doing.
Yeah.
What is that all about? Anyway.
Was that before or after you had done the world event?
I don't remember.
I think it was before.
I think it was after. I think it was when I... Yeah. So no wonder. No wonder I had a dream about being a guy who had no idea what the fuck he was doing. I was channeling the people in the forums telling me I had to... Oh, man. Ugh. Some of those fucking guys, man. Some of those fucking guys in the forums, man. Some of those guys, man. Man.
I liked the idea of finding out what their game accounts were and just editing the code for the rest of the event so that they just never get anything when they dig.
Yeah. I thought about everyone who had literally said, fuck you, Jake, marking them so that whenever they tried to dig anything out of the ground, it just said, fuck you, whoever they were. Instead of giving them a thing. What would have been funnier What would have been funnier, and what I wish I had done, is made it so their shovels broke after 25 turns instead of 30. Because I would have felt vindicated. I would have felt like I had a secret. I would have felt like, ooh, look at me. I'm king shit of Turd Mountain, and I'm making everything happen just the way I want it to. And I would have been really happy about that. I would have been happy about the power that I was exerting as a petty tyrant over all of those who oppose me.
King shit of Turd Mountain.
Yes, that's what I would have said. I was writing an email to somebody that I hadn't talked to in a long time, and I was trying to describe why I liked San Francisco better than New York. And I said, because it's got more of my kind of people in it, and then parenthetically, by which I guess I mean internet jack-offs. Because I think of myself as an internet jack-off. If I had to describe myself to somebody, I'm kind of a jack-off. That's what I would say.
Did you not spend any time in Silicon Alley?
The forums have ruined my self-esteem. I just think of myself as an internet jack-off. Now. Instead of a cool dude.
Is that
New York is for cool
better
dudes.
Better or worse than
did you know that? Did you know that
juggalo?
When we were in New York, we were either cool dudes or nothing? No. And we clearly weren't nothing, because I saw us. We were there breathing and drinking and eating food. We ate a hanger steak. We did eat a hanger steak. And then when my mom was talking about my grandpa bringing a cow to things, I like, said, hanger steak! And she was like, what? Oh, boy. That is what happened. I will admit that I could have described it in a way that was more like a narrative and less like a, you know, like just a collection of things that I'm shouting. Like, I'm practicing for later when I'm homeless and just yelling at people.
I thought you said you're practicing for later when you're giving a presentation
as
at
they
a
walk
conference.
By. No, seriously, I thought of this, right? Because my mom was talking about how my grandpa had butchered this cow.
Yes.
And maybe he had not butchered the cow yet, because that wouldn't make any sense. He was going to butcher a cow, and what he always wants to decide to do is to get the entire cow ground into hamburger. And everybody is like, what the fuck is wrong with you? Why would anyone ever do that? And I don't know what it is about my grandpa that makes him think that the best use of an entire fucking cow that, you know, he either paid like $1,000 or like years of tending to create, that the thing to do with it is to not get any fucking filet, not to get any ribeyes, not to get any roasts out of it, but to turn the entire fucking cow into hamburger.
I suspect he really likes hamburgers.
Yeah, that if you asked him, why are you doing that, he would say, because hamburgers are good. And you can't argue with that, you know? But like, no man, just...
I will gladly trade
please.
You a hamburger
yes,
today.
Yeah, exactly. I will,
for
like,
a dead cow a week
I will
ago.
Give you a whole bunch of hamburger for like 30 pounds of filet mignon, you know, like so but like that's the, you know, so I'm not going to say that my grandfather does not like food, because I've seen him eat and he clearly does, right? But I will say that my grandfather is not someone who would
be
a self-professed foodie. In fact, he would probably call someone who referred to themselves as a foodie a fag. I don't know if that's actually true. I don't know what... it is not that he would not call them some homosexual slur. I just don't know which one he would choose, because I don't know what the popular homosexual slurs were when he was a young man.
Butt pirate?
Anyway, I was saying, that's ridiculous. He should at least get the hanger steak. And my mom said, the what? And it leads me to believe that either that is just some bullshit that the people at this fancy French restaurant made up to rip us off, or it is a thing that, because it is also the butcher's steak, and it is because a thing where it's literally like one steak per cow, that maybe the butcher always takes it for himself, and the people who raise cattle, where my grandfather raises cattle, don't know about it. Like, it is possible that they don't know about that cut of meat, that only the butchers know about that cut of meat. My uncle is a butcher. You'd think that if he wasn't a dick, that he would
Share it.
Yeah.
I don't know.
My mom also was like, hey, this woman that works for me made this jerky. I didn't know you could make jerky. And I'm like, what, your brother-in-law makes jerky all the time. She was like, he does? I'm like, yeah, he's given me like several big bags of jerky because he makes it and it's good. And she's like, what an asshole. He never gave me any jerky. And I'm like, you don't like jerky and he doesn't like you. That's what. That is what I said, but I didn't mean it. I'm sure he likes her well enough.
He wasn't just being jerky?
No, I don't think so. The license plate on his truck is 10 meat.
That's funny.
It is funny. And I think it is because he is reputed to have a 10-inch penis. I know I've talked about this on the radio before, but it's not because he's a fan of the Kingdom of Loathing and the sales that people used to have in the mall when 10 meat was the minimum price, which is what I thought immediately upon looking at it. I was like, oh, my uncle has a license plate about some narcissistic bullshit that I'm thinking about. But no, it's about his penis.
Or he was just...
So it's about some narcissistic bullshit.
Sell his car, and that was a price tag.
Oh, eh, there you go. It's after 9, so, you know...
It doesn't mean anything to the podcast.
I know it doesn't mean anything
audience.
To the podcast listeners. That's what I was about to say.
It's been the requisite time.
Yeah. Time to turn you over to the next person running this crazy train into the crazy ground. Sorry I drank so much, listeners.
Sorry I fell asleep while you were ranting.
What are you sorry for, Riff?
Sorry that I stopped really kind of paying attention about 20 minutes ago.
Ah. No, you didn't. You were making jokes.
Okay. Well, maybe not 20 minutes ago.
You've lost track of time.
Yeah. Sorry I lost track of time.
I can't figure out how to stop. Oh, God. What is wrong with computer?
It is entirely possible that the computer is fine and that the problem is in the operator.
No. The computer was doing some problems.
In its head.
All right. Bye, everybody.
Have a good weekend, everybody.